proclamation number 8337 dated the November 24, 1962.
Examination of spiritual reception.
I want to send my word to all places. I want all people to be informed of it, and I will also lead all those to you to whom you shall impart my word. I will pour my spirit upon all flesh and choose the right vessels for myself far and wide, which I will be able to instruct mentally or even through the inner word, because it is essential to inform people of my will and their earthly task. And thus I work everywhere, because the last days before the end will require extraordinary help. And time and again I say to you that I speak to you directly or indirectly through my messengers of light, who receive my word from me and pass it on to those of you who allow the flow of spirit to enter you. In the latter instance, my word, which is given to these messengers of light by me, will also be recognizable by the style of the word. Yet it will always be the pure truth from me, because the messengers of light merely comply with my will and will not pass on anything other than truth to those of you who sincerely desire the truth. Nevertheless, you should always check it and, at all times, bear in mind that my adversary, too, wants to express himself in the last days, and that he will present himself as an angel of light. You should always remember that I've warned you about false Christs and false prophets. For they, too, wreak havoc on earth and intend to confuse people. And you'll always be able to carry out this examination by appealing for my support and by taking my word into consideration, that every spirit which professes that Jesus Christ came in the flesh can also be regarded to have been called by me. But attention always has to be paid to the fact that this embodiment in the flesh has to be explained to you. For in order to deceive you, an evil spirit can use the same words too, since it knows them well, yet it will be incapable of explaining them. Similarly, immature spirits which are as yet unenlightened but bear no ill intentions may also want to express themselves and thus pass on what they remember from earthly life. These should not be acknowledged as teachers. And, again, the recipient's attitude is decisive as to whether such immature beings will be able to express themselves, or whether the sincere will for truth will prevent them from carrying out their intentions. In the same way as preachers exist on earth who only use what they know as subject matter for their sermons without, however, being spiritually enlightened, and yet they need not be bad, so beings express themselves in the beyond which had also once performed this ministry on earth and then continued their instructions in the beyond. And as long as they pass themselves off as otherworldly teachers, they will be listened to or rejected, depending on the person they try to educate. But since these beings in the beyond don't know that God and Jesus are one and only, ever see the human being in Jesus who perfected himself on earth, but neither do they know what this perfection implies, they avail themselves of his human name in order to make their instructions credible. For they lack the full realization of this great sin, otherwise they truly would not commit it. They still intend to lead people into the heavenly kingdom just as they plan to do on earth during their work as preachers. This is why their reports from the spiritual kingdom will also give people the impression that they are perfect spirits from higher spheres. The spiritually awakened person, however, can sense that I am not and cannot be the source of this spiritual knowledge, because my divinity in Jesus is not clearly emphasized. But this shall always be made comprehensible through my word, since Jesus Christ's act of salvation will only be understood and acknowledged if you humans receive truthful clarification about it. You can never be advised often enough to constantly enter into heartfelt contact with me and to pray to me in spirit and in truth. so that everything is excluded which is misguided or incomprehensible to you and does not benefit your soul but is more likely to cause it damage. For my adversary, by using shadows, eagerly tries to darken the light which shines brightly wherever the will for truth prevails and where he himself is therefore unable to lead people astray. Yet whenever you are unsure, ask me and I will always grant you illumination and, time and again, give you the evidence of my love which will lead all of you to the light so that you will be able to become blissfully happy. Amen.